You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Hope you had a good Labor Day weekend. Nice long weekend, wasn't it? Oh, so nice. Had a bit of nice weather as well yesterday. Right, well, a very good morning to you. It is Tuesday. It is the 2nd of May. You're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. We are on 89.3, and that is Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. Probably will be after 10 o'clock. Right, it is the 2nd of May, and we do have a birthday for this morning. Big thanks for Neil for digging these out for us. How about this one? This is Catherine II, born on this day. The year was 1729. And she was also known as Catherine the Great, reigned as Empress of Russia after the assassination of her husband, Peter III. Under her direct auspices, the Russian Empire expanded, improved its administration and continued to modernize along Western European lines. Those were the days. Her rule revitalized Russia, which grew stronger than ever and became recognized as one of the great powers of where? Of Europe. Yes, indeed.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
there they go, walking off into the distance there, Walk of Life, and that was, of course, Dire Straits, and the third track off of their fifth studio album, Brothers in Arms. What a brilliant album that was, Brothers in Arms, 1985 was when it released. The song subsequently appeared on their live album as well, which is On the Night, and that was back in, what, 93. Released a single October of 85, but had first been available as, believe it or not, a B-side of So Far Away, which was released in advance of Brothers in Arms. We're making our way to 7 minutes after seven this morning. Are we going to be able to stick around for as long as possible? I'm going to be here till 10 this morning, and that's going to be it for 3 weeks. Just about, at any rate. Carla Osnoff.
I'm writing letters every day now. Since you've been gone, talking to you on the telephone for what seems like a whole life long. I got something to give.
And personally, what have we got lined up for you this morning? Well, not much. It's you, me and the music this morning, going right through till 10 o'clock. We'll be checking with Ingrid, all being well, a little bit later on. Also with Yasmin, find out how the long weekend went and what she's got lined up. As for me, as I say, I'll be here with you until 10 o'clock this morning, and then I'm off on vacation. Yes, 3 weeks. I'll be back with you on May the 25th. However, I did record, believe it or not, 15 hours, a program each morning just from the hours of 7 till 8, 7 o'clock till 8 o'clock in the morning. I know a lot of you listen in the car, so I don't want you to miss me because you may never come back. It does happen, you know. Sweet Freedom from Michael McDonald. I tell you what, we've also got a little bit later on this morning. I'll try and do it in this hour so you can all enjoy his music. Sadly passed away, that is Gordon Lightfoot, one of my favourite sort of singer-songwriters, especially back in the 1970s. For me, he wrote some beautiful classics. One of them was If You Could Read My Mind. So a little bit later on, I'll do three in a row in memory of Gordon Lightfoot. So saying to my friend over there, that's Paul over in South London, because we sort of swap when people die. Either he gets one to me or I get one to him. It's great fun, you know, when you get to my age. Because like I said to him, well, there we go, another one bites the dust. We're about 15 and a half minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, so let us do this, shall we? There we go. That's it. Uh-huh. Got the soap? Yeah, that's it. Bit of shampoo. And just the water. Ah, oh, perfect. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? This is Michael Jackson. Billie Jean. Dancing time, Mary Lou.
Dance on the floor in the round.
There we go. Doesn't get much better than that in the shower, does it? Out you get. Come on. And on your way to wherever it is you're going on this Tuesday morning, and at least that Monday. Right, Billie Jean for Michael Jackson. And that was, what, back in beginning of 1983, wasn't it? In January of 1983, second single from his sixth studio album, one of his very, very best albums, of course, Thriller. The song was written and composed by Jackson, of course, and produced by Jackson with Quincy Jones. It says that Billie Jean blends post-disco R&B, funk and dance pop. Yes, a little bit of everything in there for everybody. Hope you enjoyed that one. Time, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we're making our way down towards 21 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock.
Jerry D.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
There we go. First of those two was A Small Town from John Cougar. And following on there, that is Journey and Don't Stop Believing. So from A Small Town, that one starts off with just a small town girl. Right, 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Quick break. I'll be right back. We'll take a look at some of the international news headlines. Quick look. And see if there's anything in the world of business as well.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valet Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And we're just after 29 minutes after, well, before the hour of 8 o'clock now. Ukrainian units have ousted Russian forces from some positions in Bakhmut amid fierce battles, a top Ukrainian general has said, as the White House believes Russians in Ukraine have suffered 100,000 casualties in 5 months. China is increasingly barring people from leaving the country, including foreign executives, a jarring message as the authorities say that the country is open for business. Scores of Chinese and of foreigners have had problems. This is in getting a visa or exit ban that's been found up against exit bans, according to a new report by the rights group Safeguard Defenders. ISIS leader Abu Hussein al-Qureshi, a six-month rule has ended when he detonated a suicide vest during a Turkish special forces raid in northwest Syria on Saturday. This was after refusing to surrender, a senior Turkish security official has said. He is the third ISIS leader to die, detonating an explosive vest during a raid since 2019. United Nations warned that the conflict in Sudan could force 800,000 people to flee the country as battles between rival military factions persisted in the capital despite a supposed ceasefire. Hundreds of people have been killed and thousands wounded over 16 days of fighting. Thousands of film and television writers headed to picket lines, throwing Hollywood into turmoil as the entertainment business grapples with seismic changes triggered by the global streaming TV boom. And that is going to be going on for a while. It's the first time in, say, in 15 years that they've held a strike. President Joe Biden summoned the four top congressional leaders to the White House next week. This was after the Treasury warned the government could run short of cash to pay its bills by June. And President Biden told Philippines President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. that the U.S. commitment to the defense of its ally was ironclad, including in the South China Sea, where Manila is under pressure from China. The Reuters World News podcast reveals this is when it comes to China, Ferdinand Marcos says he has his red lines. Bit of business, the JP Morgan's Demon won the First Republic deal. This is in a government auction culminating weeks of failed rescue attempts and aborted discussions involving some of the most powerful Wall Street executives, said US officials. Jeffrey Hinton, a pioneer of artificial intelligence, said that he quit Google to speak freely about the technology's dangers after realizing that computers could become smarter than people as far as he and other experts had expected. In this place, they have been for a long time. The International Monetary Fund raised Asia's economic forecast as China's recovery underpinned growth, but warned of risks from persistent inflation and global market volatility driven by Western banking sector woes. And here, how about this for inflation? Food prices at British supermarkets rose 15.7% in the year to April, the biggest annual increase in records going back to 2005. But lower prices are on the horizon, the British Retail Consortium has said. Australia's central bank stunned markets by raising its cash rate 25 basis points when traders had looked for an extended pause, saying inflation was way too high, and warned that even further tightening may be needed. The unambiguously hawkish policy stance sent the Australian dollar soaring and bond futures tumbling. And how about this? If you had a company you might like to make a nice profit, BP. They made a profit of $5 billion in the first quarter of 2003, up from the previous 3 months on the back of strong oil and gas trading. But the company's shares fell as it slowed a share buyback program. And in the world of stocks, and let's see what we've got here. Markets, we have got European shares. They fell on Tuesday. This is as markets opened after the Labor Day weekend, with a drag on oil and gas stocks offsetting gains from banking shares. The Pan-European Stoxx 600 index, that fell 0.3%, with oil and gas shares dropping 1.6%, tracking oil prices lower on weak economic data from China and expectations of a US interest rate hike. And let's see, in the world of oil, well, they fell on Tuesday on weak economic data from China and expectations of interest rate hikes by the US Federal Reserve and European Central Bank as well. Brent crude fell 42 cents or 0.53% to $78.89 a barrel. That was by 10:37 GMT today. While US West Texas Intermediate WTI crude lost 46 cents or 0.61%, $75.20. Both benchmarks fell by more than a dollar in the previous session. Price pressure followed official data on Sunday showing that manufacturing activity in China, the world's top crude importer, fell unexpectedly in April. This marks the first contraction in the manufacturing process managers index, and that is since December. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. Some of the things in the international news for you this morning here on the Breakfast Show. Right. Let's get back to the music, shall we?
How do you think I'm gonna get along without you and your dog? Another one bites the dust. Ow! Another one bites the dust. Hey, hey! Another one bites the dust.
There we go, another one bites the dust from Queen. And time-wise, if you are keeping an eye on the time, just a few seconds after the 19 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Let's say a couple of good mornings. A very good morning to Mary Lou. Paul over there in the UK, so chatted on WhatsApp with him this morning. And to Renee and Rick, of course, in Athens in Greece. And Renee has sent us a little message this morning. Good morning. Hooray for you and Christina. It's vacation day. Can't you tell I'm in a good mood? Wishing you two a safe and wonderful relaxing holiday. We'll look forward to your Facebook posts. We're taking a little getaway late next week to celebrate our 25th anniversary in Crete. How wonderful is that? Well, congratulations. Have a best time possible. Please, could you play Fly Away? I will. Fly Away and play it by Lenny Kravitz. Oh, yes, indeed. Lenny Kravitz and Fly Away. Yes, that's exactly what we're going to be doing this evening. I definitely wanted to do this program before we go tonight. And as I said, while I'm away, I've recorded an hour's program between 7 and 8 in the mornings just to get you guys to work okay. They'll be listening in your car. All right, very important. And yes, we are. We're going to, in fact, because I always enjoyed travelling. I used to travel a lot for business when I was working in the City of London. And I tell you what, I miss the 747, the old jumbo jet. I used to fly on that a lot. That was a lovely aircraft. It felt safe on there, I tell you as well. But being a little bit into aeroplanes, and I decided this time I wanted to do it all. Well, I wanted to do this particular flight from here to Madrid tonight, because I wanted to fly in the Dreamliner. And so we're going to be going with our friends at Air Europa tonight. And then when we get to Madrid tomorrow, we're going to take another couple of hour flight. We're going to end up in Munich tomorrow. We're going to be staying there for a few days just to sort of get over the jet lag, because our next journey is by train. And I said to the good lady, I don't want to miss it. Don't end up falling asleep on the train and missing everything. So we're having a sort of couple of days in Munich just to settle down. And then we're taking the train from Munich to Vienna. And we're going to spend a week in Vienna. We went to Vienna, remember we did that river cruise last year on the Rhine and the Danube? And we couldn't get on the Danube because there was no water. But we did spend a couple of days in Vienna and we loved it. And we want to go back and explore a bit more. And then from there, we're going on a long train ride. In fact, it's going to take around about 8 hours, I think, 8 or 9 hours, two trains. And that's Vienna to Innsbruck, and then Innsbruck to Verona. And we're going to spend a week there with a friend of ours, then a couple of days in Milan, and then back here from Milan, we go back to Madrid, and then dreamline it all the way back to Panama. So yes, it's going to be quite interesting. Tonight, I shall be dreaming on a dreamliner. Anyway, I do hope you will follow us. I'm going to be also trying something new so you can have a good laugh as well. I got myself a little, a special little camera that does 4K, and I'm not sort of somebody who's done a lot of videoing, so I've been trying to learn a little bit. And, I'm going to try and send some video posts on the Facebook while I'm away, as opposed to just sending photos. It'll be a combination of the two. So looking forward to that, and hope you join me. If you're not, with me on Facebook, it's easy. Use my real name. I'm not going to tell you what that is. Jerry, with a G, of course. Jerry Dowden, D-O-W-D-E-N. Come and join me on Facebook and enjoy our holiday with us. It's always nice when you can do that. I mentioned Gordon Lightfoot, sadly. Another one bites the dust. So unfortunately, he's no longer with us. And he is a great favourite of mine. Especially his music from the sort of 70s and into the 80s. So I've got three in a row for you. So just sit back and relax and enjoy Gordon Lightfoot, R.I.P.
Picking up the pieces of my sweet shattered dream, I wonder how the old folks are tonight. Her name was Anne, and I'll be damned if I recall her face. She left me now knowing to do. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen better days. The morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Times I love best, I wonder if she'll ever do the same. Now the thing that I call living is just being satisfied with knowing I got no one left to blame. Every highway I got to see you, my old friend. Every highway you seen better days. The morning after blue, head down to my shoes. searching through the fragments of my dream-shadowed sleep. I wonder if the years have closed your mind. I guess it must be wanderlust or trying to get free from the good old faithful feeling we once knew. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Every highway, you've seen the better days, the morning after blues, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you. Let me slip away on you. Every highway, I've got to see you, my old flame. Every highway, you've seen better days, the morning after blue, from my head down to my shoes. Every highway, let me slip away on you.
The first one there from Gordon Lightfoot, and Hang on, I've got it here. Carefree Highway, that was the first one from Gordon Lightfoot. And the second one there, that was Sundown. Now, I said I'd do three in a row. I've saved this one to last, because this was one of my real favourites. It's called If You Could Read My Mind. And it was, he wrote the lyrics while he was reflecting on his own divorce, apparently. It reached number one, the Canadian singles chart, on the commercial release in 1970, and charted in several other countries on international release as well in 1971. And I've always said there were some great ballads came out in the very early 70s, and this is one of them. He cited his divorce for inspiring the lyrics, saying that they came to him as he was sitting in a vacant Toronto house one summer. This was at the request of his daughter Ingrid. He performs the lyrics with a slight change. The line, "I'm just trying to understand the feelings that you lack," is altered to, "I'm just trying to understand the feelings that we lack." Very diplomatic. But one of my favourites, I was in Singapore at the time when this was released. Gordon Lightfoot, If You Could Read My Mind.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstores sell. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. And you won't read that book again, because the ending's just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way strip. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you lack. Never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling.
There we go. If you could read my mind, Gordon Lightfoot, who passed away yesterday in Toronto, 1st of May. And he died at the Sunnybrook Health Services Centre in Toronto, 84 years of age. And his declining health, in fact, had actually made him cause a tour of his tour 3 weeks earlier. So there we are. Gordon Lightfoot, RMP.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool at the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. By the way, did you get back from your vacations okay? Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431-0419. And Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
I tell you what, another bit of good advice for you. It's all to do with your printer. You know that if you've got all these different things connected in the house and all these things listen to you and sneak up on you. But don't let your printer become one of them, all right? Don't let your printer become the entry point to cyber attacks. Yes, it can be done. DataServe has great promotions on HP printers, all of them protected with HP Wolf Security. You can go to DSPMA.com, yes, DataServe Panama, DSPMA.com, and check them out. Switch to the world's most secure printers with DataServe and HP. DSPMA.com. What is it again? DSPMA.com. DataServe Panama.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
There we go. Hooked on Classics with the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra there. And nice bit of upbeat classics for you. One thing I'll be doing, we're going to a concert, actually. We're going to a concert when we're in Vienna, a Mozart concert. And they do it all in period dress, which is going to be all rather interesting and fun. Now, I tell you what, today's the 2nd of May, in case you'd forgotten. It is Tuesday, I know, four-day week. Now, born on this day, Manfred von Richthofen. And Richthofen, there you go. In 1892. Widely known, of course, as the Red Baron, a German fighter pilot with the Imperial German Army Air Service. This was during World War I. He is considered the ace of aces of that war, being officially credited with 80 air combat victories, more than any other pilot.
After the turn of a century, in the clear blue skies over Germany, came a roar and a thunder men had never heard, like the screaming sound of a big war bird. Up in the sky, a man
doing. Yay, I'm in Panama. I got to sleep in my own bed. Oh, man. But I'll tell you one thing. Driving out of Panama City, I was thinking all the traffic was going to be coming into Panama City, which it was. But it all went down to one lane in that construction over by Chorrera, and we were stopped for 2 hours waiting to get through that little tiny tube of traffic. Oh, my goodness. But it gave me and the cook a chance to catch up and get some stuff shared and talk and talk and talk and giggle and giggle and giggle and watch all these people get hot under the collar because they're driving and it's 2 hours and oh well. And Chelsea was in the car. Oh my goodness, yes, Chelsea not only gave me the biggest, fattest kiss, she put her paw right across my face and scratched me good because she was so excited to see me. Oh man, I can't believe what a wonderful return can be coming home to Panama. First of all, driving up back to El Valle, all that green and whatnot. I was missing my home, little home. I was missing all the kitty cats and the doggies is talking to me. They is ready to come in. I fed them this morning. Oh, I got loved so much. Oh, I'm home, sweet home, sweet home. Well, today's the last day till Whew, I don't know, Jerry. When are you all coming back? I can't wait to hear the stories and see the pictures that you and Christina are going to have. I'm so happy that the both of you are going to take a travel. I just came off a whirlwind travel of going to, let's see, I went to Dubai, Abu Dhabi, India, then came home to Florida for I don't know how long until, poof, I'm back here now. Well, congratulations. Enjoy this wonderful adventure you two are about to embark on. And the rest of you listeners, hey, you all go out and get your adventures so we can talk about those too. So until next time, which is end of the month, I think, back to you in the studio.
A big thank you to Ingrid, as always, for our everyday story of not-so-country folk on making it. Well, they are now back in, Ingrid is back in Elvi, and sure she is looking forward to just chilling out and enjoying herself. So big thanks to Ingrid, and yes, by the way, we will be back as normal with the three-hour program on the 25th of May. So yeah, we get back in actual fact on the 23rd. I'm going to need the 24th to set it. And I have my new laptop by then. It's on its way here, and it'll be here by the time I get back, because there's still a laptop missing after I blew it up. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we're just, half a minute away from 8.30. A couple more requests to come up. This one's from Mary Lou. She wishes everybody a great day. Comes from Grand Funk Railroad, and it is, it's called I'm All Right. I believe I got it right. Right?
Seems I got to have a change in scene. Cause every night I have the strangest dreams. Imprisoned by the way things used to be, yeah. Left here on my own, so it seems. I got to leave before I start to scream. Cause somebody locked the door and took the key. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good.
there we go. That was Feeling All Right. That was Grand Funk Railroad. And for Mary Lou, she gets another one a bit later on as well. Apparently that was Friday's. Said I need a holiday. Let's say a very good morning to Rowena and Phil up there in Denver in Colorado. Good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, Ingrid, and your many listeners. I will miss 3 hours with Jerry every day while you're away, especially since we're an hour behind you in Denver, making it 6 to 7 a.m. during your program for the next 3 weeks. But glad that you get to travel again. Sunday, May the 7th, is National Tourism Day in the United States, and I'm going to be doing a tourist. Would like to request a song for you and for Christina for your final hours of trip preparation. The group Europe, which of course is where you're going to be going, and the final countdown. Enjoy your trip. Look forward to seeing your photos and videos. Stay safe and well, you two, Rowena and Phil. Thank you so much. That's so kind. Here it is, the final countdown from Europe. Yeah, Europe, Europa as well. It fits in quite well. We're making our way to 24 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
How the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. And your private dancer, a dancer for money, do what you want me to do. And your private dancer, a dancer for money, and any old music will do. I wanna make $1 million. I wanna live out by the sea, have a husband and some children. Yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. I'll do what you want.
Tina Turner and Private Dancer. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 17 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Just want to remind you about one thing. Of course, we all have printers, and they're brilliant, aren't they? Without a laptop, I've got HP Print, an app which I can connect basically anywhere, and it prints out of my printer, so I've been able to survive without my laptop. But did you know that your printer will normally last, 3-4 years? Apparently, that's what they say. But when you use poor quality supplies like cheap ink and things like that, its lifespan can decrease to as much as just 1 or 2 years. Now, don't fall for the low price trap and use original ink and toner. You can get in touch with DataServe to schedule an assessment of your printer and your supply needs. Get your supplies periodically delivered to you and much more. Now, all you've got to do is contact them on their Instagram, which is at DataServePanama, of course, @ or at DataServePanama, and schedule your appointment, and they'll get you sorted out. Because don't forget that generic supplies, they yield less than the original ones and usually carry environmental consequences as well. So they are, you can do a little bit for the environment too. Thank you. There we go, George Michael, and a different corner. We're 12 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Now, earlier on, I mentioned that Mary Lou wanted me to play Feeling All Right by Grand Funk Railroad. Well, she did on Friday, and we played it. She said that's not today's song. Today's song that she asked for, I said, oh, she can get two for one today. Goes back to the year 1963, and it was written by Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul and Mary, from a poem by Leonard Lipton, and it was made popular by Peter, Paul and Mary, of course, in a 1962 recording, which was released in January of 1963, and well, it's called Puff the Magic Dragon.
In a land called Honolulu, little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sail. Jackie kept the lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow whene'er they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff, the magic dragon, lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu.
A dragon lives forever, so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Paper came no more. And Puff, that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales fell like rain.
There we go. Peter, Paul and Mary and Puff the Magic Dragon. Well, a bit of story about that. After the song's initial success, speculation arose as early as a 1964 article in Newsweek that the song contained veiled references to smoking marijuana. Just goes to see how sick some people are. The word paper in the name of Puff's human friend, Jack Paper, or Jackie Paper, was said to be a reference to rolling papers. In the words by the sea, they were interpreted as by the letter C, as in cannabis. The word mist stood for smoke. The land of Onali stood for hashish, and dragon was interpreted as dragon, i.e. inhaling smoke. What a load of crap. I remember I was in Singapore not long after that was released, and it was banned. You couldn't play it. And in Singapore, they still execute you if you've got marijuana. They did that to somebody the other week. In 1973, Peter Yarrow's bandmate, this is Paul Stukeley of Peter, Paul and Mary, also upheld the song's innocence in a novel way. He recorded a version of the song at the Sydney Opera House in March of 1973, where he set up a fictitious trial scene. The prosecutor of the trial claimed that the song was about marijuana, but Puff and Jackie protested. Well, the judge finally left the case to the jury. This is the Opera House audience. And said if they would sing along, the song would be acquitted. Well, the audience joined in with Stokely, and at the end of their sing-along, the judge declared the case dismissed. But I mean, and such an innocent kid's song, really. And they interpreted in that way. I mean, there are some sick people around. Oh, the Rolling Stones. Guess what? They're waiting for a friend.
Bad. It ain't the latest thing.
Rolling Stones. Well, I hope the guy turns up waiting for a friend. I say guy, could be a lady. Still to come on this morning's breakfast show. We're going to take a little break in a moment. Then we got the news. If you missed the news at 8 o'clock, we got it again for you in just about a minute's time. That's still to come. In the last hour this morning, we're going to be checking in with Yasmin, see what she's got planned for the next 3 weeks. Also, just as a little reminder, how you can keep up with us while I'm away on this 3 weeks of vacation. As I said earlier, though, we have prepared a little program. Basically a music program from 7 till 8 in the mornings while you're in the car, just to get you wherever it is you're going, hopefully in a good mood. But for right now...
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HR Block, PTY.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
My best friend said, what I never
dig this.
Seems to be my hobby these days. Holding back the years. That comes from Simply Red. Before that was the Timex Social Club and Rumours. Good morning to Cedric. He draws the line. Good morning, Jerry. Got to Love You More by Celine Dion. Of course. Enjoy. Keep an eye on the time. 19 minutes after the ad, 9 o'clock. After this, we'll check in with Yasmin. See what she's going to be doing for 3 weeks.
She walks away, and you know.
To Love You More from Celine Dion. And that's brought us to 24 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. Time to say a very good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Tuesday.
It is a happy Tuesday. Very happy Tuesday. Yes. How was your weekend?
Oh, good. We went just to Sarasul for one day, and it was raining the most of the time.
Yeah, we had a fair bit of rain over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was raining a lot there, so. But yeah,
we. And that was it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Good. Go back to bed. Yeah. So, no, I mean it was. And by the way, I was reading a piece yesterday. I think it was on Telemetro about the El Nino or El Nina, whichever one it's going to be. They say we're going to have a rough time in July. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if that's because we're going to have a lot of rain or because we're not going to have any rain. Because the canal is short of water.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And also, you know, because those lakes also supply our drinking water.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So, no ships. Mm-hmm. And we don't get any water either.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, fingers crossed. Mm-hmm. And so what are you going to do for the next 3 weeks? You've got a busy social calendar now I'm away.
Yeah, exactly. Now I'm more available to go to events during the morning, so I can do that. I'm still working for the foundations.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. All right. So, busy girl. Mm-hmm. Busy, busy, busy. Mm-hmm. Me too. I'm going to be relaxed. Well, no. It's because it's one of these holidays, because I saw, you know, last year when we went on the river cruise, and it was all, you know, you were looked after. You didn't even have to touch your own luggage. Mm-hmm. You know, they put it on the ship, and then when things went wrong, they fixed it all. You know, it was extremely good. Of course, this time we're flying alone. You know, it's down to me.
Yeah.
And I booked the hotels, I booked the trains, I booked the planes. You might never see me again, you know. Probably get stuck in some airport somewhere, not allowed to move. Anyway, do we get much in the way of Born on This Day music?
Oh, yes, we got two nice, let me find them here. The first one was born in 1945. That was Randy Kane, singer from American R&B soul vocal group The Delphonics, who had the 1968 US No. 4 single Lala Means I Love You. Oh, and the hits Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time?
And I remember that. Well,
I'm Ready or Not Here I Come, Can't Hide from Love.
Okay. And of course, now brings us to the topic of Lala, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, what's Lala going to be doing for the next 3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Probably enjoying herself. Yesterday, we dropped a big thanks to my sister-in-law, Lucy, and husband, Eddie, and Diego, and Eduardo, who are babysitting Lala.
Mm-hmm.
And they get danger money for that. without joke, because when they looked after Lala for us last time, Lala bit Eddie's finger. So I've taken precautions. I put in a little packet of these, you know, things that plasters. You know, plasters you put on when you cut yourself. I've sent him a big box of those. He'll be all right. Might not recognise him when we get back. It'll be good.
So,
anyway, big thanks to Lucy, Eddie, and Eduardo, and Diego. Lala, are you listening? Lala means I love you.
All I know is la la la. I needed in this world. You are the one for me.
One for me.
Let me hold you in my arms, girl, and fill you with my charms. I'm sure you will see.
You will see.
The things I say are true.
Go. That's nice. Long
Thank
time.
You.
Yeah, long time since I've heard that one. La 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 means I love you.
You have to play it when she's here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it quiet though?
Mm-hmm.
No, shh, shh, no sound. Bah, bah. Renee came in from the line and says, your sister-in-law is brave enough to take care of Lala again.
Mm-hmm.
Got to bear one thing in mind. It was Lucy that introduced us to Lala in the first place.
Oh, yeah, true.
So you see, so, yeah. Shared responsibility. But trust me, we are grateful. In fact, Eduardo, because Lala really sort of, the parrots, they sort of basically latch on to one person. And it just so happens that Eduardo over there, my nephew, Lala sort of likes Eduardo, so
mm-hmm.
They're all right. We've taken out medical insurance. That's for us on vacation, nothing to do with Lala. right, what else we got then, Ed?
The next one was born in 1946, American singer, songwriter, actress and activist, Leslie Gore, who had the 1963 US number 1 and UK number 9 single, It's My Party, which was produced by Quincy Jones. Gore composed songs for the soundtrack of the 1980 film Fame, for which she received an Academy Award nomination for Out Here on My Breeding with her brother Michael.
Ah, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm, me neither.
Yeah, no, we live and learn, don't we?
Mm-hmm, but do you remember that one? Out Here My Own?
No.
Okay.
I remember... It's my party and I cry if I want to.
Mm-hmm.
Na, 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 na.
It's my party and I cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. Cry if I want to. You would cry too if it happened to you. Nobody knows where my Johnny has gone, but you'd have left the same time. Why was he holding?
we go. Yes, Leslie Gore and It's My Party. Jolly song.
Yes, I love that one.
Yes, I like that one too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to play it again. Lucy dropped us a line.
Uh-huh.
She says, hey, Lala likes me too.
Oh.
You see, they're going to have a fight now. Well, I tell you what we'll do is between the four of you, when we come back, and we'll see how many plasters are missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
Anyway, thanks again, Lucy and family, for that. And, well, that's it then. So I'll see you in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks. That should be 3 weeks on Thursday, because I fly back, actually, on a Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to sort of get back to the time zone on the Wednesday, and then back on air on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
So there we go.
Feels like a long time, but it's not really.
Trust me, it'll go quickly. I can't remember. Somebody was saying I was, you know, out with friends for lunch on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
For our dice game, and I said, you know, it doesn't seem possible. It just seems like yesterday. I was saying, oh yeah, not that I'm counting the days, but it's 7 weeks from today, you know, from Tuesday. It's gone.
Yes.
It's today.
Yes.
I mean, before I get out there, I'm going to have to get a flight back. The time goes so quickly.
Exactly. So please enjoy. You and Christina, enjoy a lot.
We're going to do our best. And I tell you what, it's up to you to make sure people remember who I am.
Okay.
That's your responsibility.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to come back on the 20th and say, who's this bloke? You know, where's the other guy? I preferred him. All right, yes, take care.
Thank you.
And all our best as well to Ian, of course.
Oh, thank you very much.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to play another Delphonics song.
Mm-hmm.
This was one you mentioned, and didn't I blow your mind this time?
Okay, good. Mm-hmm.
All right, take care, yes.
Thank you, you too. Okay.
Do it. with all the tracks
you remember. It's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
Telling me somebody's been picking in my cherry tree. Don't wanna miss just what if I mistake. But I could tell someone's been digging around in my cave. I ain't gonna stand for this.
Sounding Stevie Wonder there, and I ain't gonna stand for it. Oh, quite rightly so too, whatever it is. Let's see, we just had a call. Good morning, and a very nice good morning to Irene. She gave us a call. She had a chat with Yasmin, and she was off to Farallon and the other week, and she lost the signal. Yeah, it is mainly sort of restricted. You can get it perhaps even, you know, if you're going over towards Cologne, you can probably pick it up for about halfway, and then the further you get out into the country, it does disappear. But of course, if you have a means in your car of, say, connecting to Bluetooth, or you might have a new car with a nice screen on it, and you can go to sort of Android, or just open the Grupo Grada app on your phone if it's connecting by Bluetooth, whatever, you can still get hold of us. But I know it's the signal does die out. But thank you very much. Irene, it's very, very nice of you. Thank you very much for your kind words, and thank you so much for wishing a very happy vacation to myself and the good ladies. That's we're looking forward to that. And I tell you what, for all you lovely people out there who listen in the mornings, and some of you, you know, you drop us a little line, you drop us a WhatsApp, or you give us a call, it's always much appreciated. So for all of you, from all of us,
thank you for being a friend. Travel down a road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. I'm not ashamed to say, I hope it always will stay this way. My hat is off, won't you stand up and take a bow?
Thank you for being
There we go. Remember who that was? That was Andrew Gold there. And thank you for being a friend. And let me see, time-wise, we're just making our way to 9 minutes before 10 o'clock, so I've got time to squeeze one in. That one from Andrew Gold, by the way, it was on his third album, if I remember rightly, All This and Heaven 2. Got to number 25 on a US Billboard Hot 100 chart. That was in 1978. And on the Cash Box chart, Thank You for Being a Friend spent 2 weeks at number 11. And a cover, there was a cover of it by Cynthia Fee, and that was the theme song for the NBC sitcom, Remember? Come on, you know what it is? The Golden Girls, remember that? Absolutely brilliant. Take us out of this morning's programme. The Police. And every little thing she does is magic. That's it, yes, every little thing she does is magic from the Police. And, well, that's just about brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show. We're just about 4.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. So time to say my thank yous for this morning. And a big thank you to Ingrid for our report for today. She's back here in Panama. So a big thank you for that, Ingrid. And also, of course, to Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio, our producer, social media, you name it. Everything, every little thing she does is magic. There we are. How appropriate was that? A big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. In fact, over there in Windsor. Of course, they've got a big event coming up this next weekend. It's the coronation, isn't it? King Charles III. So I wonder if he'll be able to tell us all about that. Perhaps we'll give him a ring when we get back. And so big thanks to Neil, the boys and girls, a group of Grant, who keep us up and running, and who will be feeding you with an hour's entertainment from 7 till 8 in the mornings. It's just basically music and chit-chat and whatever, so just to try and get you to work in the right frame of mind while I'm away, and also so you don't forget. Don't forget who I am. So big thanks to them. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers, sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. And I say I will be back with you for the full program on the 25th of May. That's Thursday, the 25th of May. So I won't be talking to you directly until then. But please, please, whatever it is you're going to be doing, do it carefully. I want to be talking to all of you when I get back. So look after yourselves. All right. And that's it then. So from me, Jerry D, and until we meet again. Okay. Ta-ta. Bye. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby.